And yes, time now for Tech House with me in the studio, Dr. Hitchcock, Tech Lord.
Happy New Year.
Warrior from out of space.
Whoa, 2016, how the hell did we get here?
Cyberpunk. Do you know what made me feel like we're living in the future? Is, you know how when you get a credit card and it's got an expiry date on it, and I'm like, remember being like, when I got, you know, they've got like 3 or 5 years or whatever it is, and my credit card expiry date is 2016.
Whoa.
I'm like looking at it, I'm like, I'm about to get a new credit card and it's going to be like 2020.
Wow.
Or something on it. And I'll just be like, that's never going to happen.
Are you going to get the pay wave?
No. Got to revolt against the pay wave.
Because you don't have to get it.
I don't even need a credit card either, but it's just, you know, for like
the online purchases.
Yeah, yeah. They make it difficult, don't they? They make it difficult to not, you know, like go into the like system and everything. Apparently, it's, yeah, like FPOS is having a hard time at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, because they kind of refuse to do PayWave. And but from a customer point of view, everyone's like, yeah, PayWave. Just walk in and like drop a thing on a thing. But the retailers have to pay 2.5%.
Yeah, because it's done through the credit card companies.
Yeah, rather than through an FBOS company. And FBOS is just like, haha, we won't do that. But everyone is just like going for convenience, not realizing that they are actually having to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to use credit cards where possible because they're bastards.
They are bad. What about Bitcoin credit cards?
Yeah.
Not credit cards, but, you know, the equivalent of a, like, tap-on, tap-off Bitcoin thing.
Well, Bitcoin doesn't really... there's probably some modules where you can tap-on, tap-off with Bitcoin, but it's more kind of still more scanny, so you scan the square QR code, which is great because I was actually thinking about this morning, because I'm going to send some money to my cousin up north, and I was like, oh, I'll get my credit card number to you, my bank account. And I was like, oh yeah, sweet. And then I was like, hold on, if I send that, it's going to take at least a day to get into his account, blah, 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 blah. Bitcoin is pretty much instant. If I send you money via Bitcoin, you'd have it within probably a couple of minutes. But then, of course, you're relatively stuck in the Bitcoin world where you can only use it where people accept Bitcoin. I mean, that'll change in the future, but...
Well, will it? Yeah, I mean, that's the question.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I use it.
Yeah.
I use it sometimes.
Yeah, are you early adopter? Did you get, like, Bitcoins when they were, like, a dollar?
Yeah, I did have some luck in the early days. I was when I was an Aussie and I got like $50 worth, and then it was too complicated and I couldn't get it working, but I had this $50. I was like, oh, I'll come back to it one day.
Yeah.
And then I came back to it a year or two later and it was worth $300-400.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good. And if you'd held on to that for ages, it would have been worth like
a couple thousand.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's too volatile. You can't use it as it's not an investment. You use it to, you know, exchange value. Don't get stuck in that trap.
Yeah, it's kind of like gold, which is another thing which is theoretically worth stuff, but it's only worth stuff if you cash out of it.
Yes.
It currently, with, you know, stock markets going bazongas, gold prices have gone up again because when people get confused, they start investing in things like gold and Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Get another one.
Yeah, so 2016.
2016, what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
I can only go by what's gone on in the past and make foolish assumptions. Actually, I was listening to the Linux Voice podcast, where you can listen at linuxvoice.com. Bunch of UK guys talking about the Linux and free and open operating systems. And they were talking about how privacy and security is where free and open source software was 10 years ago. So free and open source software, Linux, Macs built on top of free software. Microsoft's just announced they're going to build some of their servers with a Linux core. And so pretty much Linux has won. You wouldn't know it from reading the news, but Linux has won the wars, right? The tech wars. But so that's in a really good state. But privacy and that kind of stuff, people are just starting to go, privacy's kind of important.
Mm.
Should really be thinking about that. So in 10 years' time, privacy will be, you know, it'll be, we won't be having this conversation anymore. So privacy, 2016, year of privacy.
Yeah, year of privacy, international year of privacy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been trying as well, and it takes a bit of doing, because you've given us a number of tips, and some of them have been, I want to say, pretty basic, but you're like switching out of using Google searches to DuckDuckGo, and that's or other options, but that's what I've chosen, and it's That's pretty good. I mean, it does take a while to get used to because it's just not as... Like the algorithms and stuff are just kind of different.
Yep.
And switching all my browsers through to Firefox. And it's like, I've done this on like some of my systems, but not all of them, you know? Like it's kind of taking a while to get... And then also updating all my passwords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, I'm going to give a big fat 2016 privacy awareness gold medal to someone right now. Dr. Claire Vivian. Ka pai, tamariki. Yeah, last night we just switched over to LastPass and got all her important passwords into LastPass and randomly generated, and she's got that working on her phone and on her browser. So well done, love.
Yeah, good
Proud
job.
Of you.
Did you have to go to the like the pay version?
Well, we went for the 14-day trial. I don't know what the difference is.
Okay,
we'll find out. I'll tell you next time.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So can you like successfully do all the things you need to do in that 14 days and then go back to free?
I don't know. Yeah, I have to look up to see what the difference is.
Because I think it works on one computer but doesn't sync across devices particularly well in the trial version. I think that's how they get you.
Yeah. I mean, I think LastPass from memory, it's pretty low cost anyway. It's only like a couple bucks a month or something.
Yeah.
It's like two bucks.
What price freedom?
Yeah, that's right. What price?
Well, Edward Snowden had to pay quite a high price.
He did. Actually, that's what I was going to quickly chat about.
Mm.
Snowden did an interview with a chap named Micah Lee from TheIntercept.com, which is the website established by Glenn Greenwald, who is the guy that did the big story on Snowden.
Yeah.
And Laura Petraeus and those kinds of cats. And he had an interview with him late last year, and he wrote it up in November last year. And he was having a chat with Snowden about, you know, so what are, you know, the ongoing question, what are some things we can do? And something we haven't touched on the show yet, which is relatively easy to do, but it takes a bit of time, is disk encryption. So on Mac, pretty sure Mac and Windows, even on iOS and Android, you can encrypt your device. Actually, all the platforms, they all have it built in now, so you can encrypt your device. So what happens is, as you turn on your device, you have to put in a password, which unlocks the file system, and then it starts up as normal. So for example, if you lose your phone, the battery goes flat, someone who finds it can't just jailbreak it and get the data out because it'll be encrypted. They'll have to wipe it, and then all your data's safe. Same with your laptops and your desktops. So, you know, if you're taking your laptop out and about quite a lot, it's quite important to do disk encryption. And it's as simple as, I think on Windows it's called Bitdefender or BitLocker. And Mac's got another name for it.
They've got, is this more complicated than the built-in things they have, like File Vault?
No, that's it. Yep. Yeah. So just use your operating system's default disk encryption system. They're fine, they do a good job. Yep, so File Vault on Mac.
Yep. So that if your laptop goes missing or whatever, that so that someone else can't access all the data off it.
Yeah, so for example, if you lose your laptop in the street, I know, leave it on the bus or whatever, and someone gets your laptop, as long as it's, well, even if it goes flat, they can just take the disks out of it and then get all the data off it.
Yeah.
Which is super easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
It depends, yeah, and it also depends on, yeah. I mean, even, I was going to say what sort of data you have, but yeah, it could be information about your bank account and obviously your emails and private messages and all those girls that you've been sending messages on Facebook.
Yes, well, all those things, but also, because I was thinking about that, why should you encrypt your stuff? And it's like, well, you don't leave your car unlocked when you park it on the street.
But, you know, they did back in the day.
They did back in the day. Yeah. But, you know, you lock your car on the street, but you've got more important stuff on your laptop and more important stuff on your phones. So, yeah, disk encryption, I'll put some links up to it so you can share with the peeps.
With the whānau. Mm. And also, so what are you thinking year ahead? You know, like, what are we going to move into? You know, just ticking off some tips and making sure everyone's a little bit more secure.
Well, I want to talk more about Linux, because Linux is really cool, or GNU Linux, as it's called in the geek world.
GNU
Linux.
I'm a GNU.
GNU. Actually, there's a really cool Sesame Street video about a GNU.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look that up on YouTube. Put that in the links. Yeah. GNU Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Linux is really cool. It's if you actually, you and I were having a chat about this off air before, about how your iPhone has got end of life and you can't get any more operating systems on mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
So that's one of the key things with Linux, is that it doesn't do stupid end of life shit. So if you've got a really old laptop or desktop just sitting around in the spare room at your house, you can chuck Linux on it, get another 2-3 years out of it. I've done that quite a few times, and even if you buy a really low end PC, that's like entry level specs, and you chuck Linux on it, GNU Linux, it will run faster than Windows. So I did that with a netbook I bought a couple years ago, and I just chucked a really simple, minimal Linux operating system on it. Awesome. It flies.
I've really enjoyed, I've got an iMac, which is, I think, it's one of the first ones that came all in the screen, so it's, I think it's yep. a 2005 one, and recently I just sort of like moved everything off it, and I sort of left it around for a year or two, not really doing anything to it, and then I've been upstairs where it's sitting, and I've reinstalled everything on it, and it's really clean, and it runs really fast, and I'm kind of enjoying, like, it can't run the latest operating system or anything on it, but I can just go upstairs and I know that I can do everything I need to do, and it'll run really cleanly and really fast in like 5 minutes and stuff, you know, like on
off. That's good.
Which is just because it's got, it doesn't have all this stuff cluttering up with, you know, like, instead of every time I migrated a device and I'd bring all the information with me,
yeah.
I just cleaned it.
Yeah.
Formatted all the hard disks and started again.
Yeah, that's actually a real good point. You know, you do that. I know my boss at Meta Digital does it once a year. He gives his machines a birthday.
Yeah.
So he'll save the data off it, wipe them like you've done, and put it back on. And
then you draw up a list of like, what are the things that I actually need to have on this computer?
Yeah.
And instead of, and then you only actually install them when you need them,
yep.
rather than just putting them all across everything back again. And you find out that you don't actually need, because often you'll download software for something, use it a couple of times, forget about it, and it's just sitting there, and sometimes it's running in the background and things
yep.
like that. And that's what makes everything go slow.
Yep. No. So that's it. Yeah. Good point. Real good point.
Give your computers a birthday.
Give your computers a birthday.
Yeah.
But I was thinking for the next show, if people want to call in and they have tech or privacy questions, to get in touch with James at the studio, and we can do some research and see what we can
yeah.
help you out with.
We can come up with these things.
Mm.
Excellent. Hey, looking forward to it. Big
Yay.
Year ahead.
Big year ahead.
But yeah, thanks for coming in, Dr. Hitchcock. And of course, fire your questions in 021RDU985, and we will put them to Dr. Hitchcock, Tech Lord, in a fortnight. Thanks for coming in, and we'll catch you then.
Thanks, man.